Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. On the show today, we have Go West Credit Union Association's very own Troy Stang and Vantage West Credit Union's Sandra Sagehorn Elliott and Landings Credit Union's very own Brian Lee. They are all here talking about the Arizona Credit Union Day, where they are in the state of Arizona at the Capitol educating lawmakers about credit union structure, their safety and soundness, and especially their impacts. The numbers are tremendous. So all three of them were there or actually joined us on our show to share with what all their activities were on Credit Union Day in Arizona. So really good stuff here, and hope you guys check it out. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our show. And on today's program, as you can see, the future is very bright in Arizona with the Go West Credit Union Association folks. We have another Credit Union Day in Arizona. And let's do some introductions here. Right in the middle wearing the sunglasses is Mr. Troy Stang from Go West Credit Union Association. Troy, how are you?
Hey, great. Thanks, Mike, for having us this morning.
You are welcome. You guys have had a busy, busy morning so far. And then we'll talk about that in a second. Let's get some more introductions here. On your right, I believe, Troy, is Sandra Sagehorn Elliott from Vantage West Credit Unions. Sandra, how are you?
I am wonderful, Mike. Thanks for having us today.
You are welcome. I just interviewed Andrew Downen at GAC. A peer of yours there at Vantage West. So yeah, we always have a good time there. And then last but not least, we have Mr. Brian Lee from Landings Credit Union. Brian, how are you, sir?
Fantastic. It's great to see you, Mike.
Good to see you as well. And both of you guys actually are Arizona Governmental Affairs on the Arizona Governmental Affairs Committee as well. So congrats on that too. So you guys have a full plate on your days each day. So yeah. So Troy, obviously it's a big day in Arizona, another credit union day. Is this your sixth one, I think, or do you have more to go?
This is our sixth one and seventh if you include the work that we did in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, that's right.
And we're excited to be here in the state capital of Phoenix and beautiful Arizona.
Yeah, no doubt. And what's the vibe there today, Troy? I mean, obviously everyone's on cloud nine, obviously wearing their sunglasses because it looks like the sun is out there. Congratulations on that. It's raining here in San Diego, so it's all right, but we need the water. But hey, so how are things there in the capital?
Well, Arizona credit unions have been really excited to come together and tell their story. And, yep. And that's really what the theme is for today. And as we launched Go West just in the last year, Sandra and Brian raised their hands high to be our co-chairs of our Arizona Government Affairs Committee. The Arizona Government Affairs Committee is leaders of credit unions across the state that help us define what the policy priorities are for Arizona credit unions, mm-hmm. both at the state and national level. And in the state environment, in the Arizona state capitol, what's so unique about this state capitol, much like many of the other capitals, is an extensive number of freshman class elected officials.
Ah, okay.
In fact, Arizona has 74% of the elected officials are new. So almost 50% of the body. We think it's just a rich, rich opportunity to educate these elected officials on who and what credit unions are, starting with their structure. Being so different and so unique, you know, member-driven, a cooperative structure that's accountable to the members and the communities that they serve firsthand. And we'll talk a little bit more about then adding the economic and the community impact numbers because we have them for Arizona, and they're just amazingly.
They're impressive. Yep, I have those numbers right below the screen here as well. So, Sandra, so what is your team most excited about sharing with the legislators today? Because as Troy already talked about, you guys have been up since 4 a.m. And with the time change, it's probably 3 a.m. So you guys have had an early, early start.
Well, we're lucky we don't have the time change here.
Oh, right you there. Are lucky. Congratulations right. on that. And I'm right. still reeling from it. Anyway.
So we're most excited about sharing credit union story with our lawmakers. We have reams of data, and of course, we'll share that with them. But I think helping them understand what a difference credit unions make in people's lives, in our communities, making sure that they understand that, because they may not have had the benefit of belonging to a credit union or having parents who did. So it's incumbent upon us really to help them see the light in terms of what we do for our communities.
And that's the opportunities that you guys have, though, when you have kind of these the newbies in a state legislature that's a great opportunity to share with them and teach them the greatness of credit unions. So for sure. And Brian, you and Sandra lead a busy. You guys have been super busy since actually last summer. So can you share the importance of the GAC and which we all attended a couple of weeks ago? So how did that go for you guys? Because we all know it set a record with almost 6,000 attendees there. So it was very crowded and very fun. But how did it go for you guys a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, it's been great with our state GAC. And it's funny, a year ago when I met Troy and started talking as we, completed this Go West merger. And one thing I always said was, hey, I want to make sure we all have a voice. And then he said, well, you're in luck because we've got these things called the state GAC where you come together. And so that was the opportunity to kind of raise my hand along with Sandra and say, let's bring the credit unions together. And as we represent our 2.2 million members,
right on.
Talk about, hey, what keeps us awake at night? To me, that's amazing, really. I mean, the small group of us in a room representing 2.2 million people in Arizona and trying to decide, say, what are our legislative priorities? What do we want to make sure that we're talking about both here in Arizona and when we go to DC? And so when we come together and then we work together with the Go West Association staff, that's when we have that chance to have our voice. And whether you're a small rural credit union or a larger credit union, to make sure we're on the same page, that we're coming together and really sharing that message together.
And the second part of that question, Brian, is I understand that you guys have a very civic-minded board. Can you share more about them?
Yeah, I'm lucky to have a board that is just very involved. I have the City of Tempe Mayor Corey Woods has been on our board for quite a while. He's our vice chair. Mm-hmm. I have board members that are involved in public policy and political advocacy. I have board members that work for the largest, state university out here.
Oh, wow.
Others that are involved both locally and on a nationwide scale with small business owners. And so it's great to have that full support with what they're doing, but them understanding as well when we do this as credit unions, they get involved. Yeah. Understand how important it is to advocate for ourselves and for our members.
Yep, indeed. And that segues into my next question perfectly, Troy, for you, because you always talk about how advocacy is a year-round job. We all talk about how it's a marathon, not a sprint. So talk to us today why it's so important, especially in today's fast-paced game that we're all involved in, especially from your perspective, because you're in it on a daily basis. So share with us the significance of advocacy on a daily basis.
It really starts with the work that credit unions do day in and day out with their members. Mm-hmm. That's advocating for the individual and the small business financial health and the navigation that they make in their with their wallet, with their finances around every kitchen table. And so we take that advocacy, as Sandra said, turn it into real stories. Mm-hmm. The significance of a credit union day at the Capitol, no different than the government affairs conference that we were all in DC for, it is so important for an industry to have a fly-in day where you can have some fun making a presence. And that's the signature behind the sunglasses in Arizona. But it causes the elected officials to stop what they're doing today, to have that conversation with a local constituent, to really understand how the credit union is woven into their wallet, into all the decisions that they're making day in and day out, and how they help make those dreams come true for the consumer. That's a level of a story that only a constituent and only a local credit union can tell.
Yep.
We're in the Capitol every day. Austin, our colleague, and a number of our colleagues are 365 days a year working with policy officials in all branches of the government, whether it's the legislative body, the administrative body, or even the judicial body. Mm-hmm. It is the work that gets done here in a credit union day at the Capitol that really drives it home.
Yeah, no doubt. And the second part for you, Troy, is what should be the most important takeaway for your legislators when you're talking to them? What's the biggest takeaway here for them?
I think it's all about our structure. I think a lot of consumers and elected officials are consumers, just slowing down enough to understand our DNA, our model. And you've heard me talk about structure, value, and impact so frequently, but really underscoring it's our structure that makes our DNA and our delivery of financial services so different. Brian and Sandra's teams, day in and day out, work so hard squeezing juice out of the machine of a credit union to produce real tangible value to the members that they serve. And they can do that and deliver that value only because they are a not-for-profit credit union. And with that comes the ability also to make amazing impact in their communities. And again, whether it's in Tucson or Tempe, you're doing things that are so unique because you are credit unions.
Indeed. And that stands out for sure, especially what's happened in the last few days in other parts of the country. But we won't get into that today. So let's focus on Arizona, shall we? So, Sandra, I'm coming to you. The advocates are sharing Credit Union's economic and community impact reports today, obviously, because numbers, they really stand out, obviously. So why do you believe this makes a difference, especially with the numbers that you guys have to report, which are incredible, by the way?
They are. I think when you are a legislator, you need to understand how the laws that you make affect the people in your district. Mm-hmm. So we bring to them examples of things that really have helped in their district. One great example is PPP loans. We made over $27 million in PPP loans just at our credit union.
Wow.
And so they need to understand that. And I think the story that goes along with that, we had one large resort in Phoenix. They had a banking relationship with a bank.
Yeah.
That bank, when they missed the deadline for PPP at the bank, would not make an exception for them.
Oh my gosh.
So we were able to come in, help that new member get the PPP loan. They had 254 employees. And we were able to help them get a $2 million PPP loan.
Good for you.
Their own bank wouldn't help them with.
Oh, that's a big message right there. And that's a loud and clear message for sure. So, and Brian, in what ways beyond today might your credit union share the impact information that you guys have to report here? Because again, these numbers are astounding, and we'll include those in the show notes too.
Well, I think it's amazing. And I got this information when we were out at GAC a couple of weeks ago, and I already shared it with my staff and my board and said, hey, look, this is what we're a part of. Mm-hmm. And so I think they see the impact they do every day. They have those personal stories. They may be in the branch or in our credit union, and they know those stories. But to be able to show it's a 2.2 million members in Arizona, $3.7 billion in impact on our overall economy, that's huge. And as one senator mentioned when we were in D.C., that's more than three Super Bowls, you know, that we just had here in Arizona. So be able to show, like, this is what we bring together as credit unions. And when we can come together as credit unions on a day like this and collectively really show that, hey, together we're a pretty big force here.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. You make waves for sure. And Sandra, I want to give you an opportunity to add to that as well. I mean, what ways beyond today will your credit union share that information, as well, the impact information, that is?
Right. Absolutely. We will share that with our members on our website and social media.
Oh, I bet you will.
Yes. And certainly have already shared it with our board as well. And it just helps, I think, everyone on our team feel the pride in what we do and the impact that we have in Arizona.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, you guys are doing it really, really well there for sure. And Troy, what's the why behind the impact reports, and tell us more about the story that those numbers tell, especially to a legislator who is being pulled in 100 different directions. We all know that happens, but share with me the why behind these impact reports.
We learned in the advocacy business, in the association business, well over a decade ago, that we watched and listened closely to all other industries were presenting themselves. And Brian just quoted the Super Bowl numbers here in Phoenix and in Arizona. And that is what's important. When elected officials think about the business of their state, running the state, their constituents, they think about making decisions that are in the state's best interest and their consumers' best interest. Mm-hmm. And so we took the challenge upon ourselves to say, hey, is there a way to bring an economic and a community impact study and wrap our arms around all credit unions in the respective states? And we took that challenge pretty serious, and I've got to applaud the credit unions because data collection, I mean, it was one more survey, it was one more set of data that their team pulled together. But I think today they can see how important that is to speak with A, a unified voice, but B, with numbers that, that really mean something to the elected officials. In this Grand Canyon state, yes, this, a large portion of the state is a desert, but there's no banking desert here, so to speak. There's over, there's almost 250 credit union branches across the entire state.
Oh, wow.
And the credit unions in this state employ almost 6,000 W-2 jobs and have a ripple effect creating or supporting jobs outside their walls of probably another 20,000 people. That's, you start talking in that sense with that language, and it stops elected officials in their tracks, and they tell us more.
Yeah, they're going to stop and listen for sure. Yeah. So, oh my gosh. So what else is on tap for today, Troy? Anything else besides more numbers, more impact reports, more talking to legislators? What else do you guys have on tap here?
Yeah, we just spent the last few hours meeting as a credit union family. As we've said, you know, credit unions from all the way down in southern Arizona to northern, northeast, northwest Arizona. It's fun to have the whole family together. But I think the teams feel very well prepared. We are on our way to the Capitol now to meet all afternoon, a full schedule of meetings with every elected official, and we're getting the sense from the Capitol. We were over there yesterday, and they're ready to see Arizona
meetings. Good. Well, they should be. They should be, by golly, because doing some great work in the state of Arizona. So yeah, good stuff.
Hey, you're all right, guys. The future is bright.
Incredibly bright. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to let you guys get back at it. Thank you so much. You have a very busy day ahead of you, or an afternoon ahead of you. So, thanks again, Troy, for letting us kind of ride alongside of you on your numerous credit union day adventures, if you will. So it's been a lot of fun. But the impact, though, is the telling story, what you guys do on a daily basis. So congrats on all the success, and look forward to doing it again next year. It'll be a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. You are welcome.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.